USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A chief economist with the National Association of Realtors says the United States is surely in a housing recession. This as sales of previously owned homes fell by about 6% last month when compared to June. A federal judge is deciding to unseal part of an affidavit used to raid former President Trump's South Florida home. In a ruling on Thursday, the judge telling the DOJ to file a redacted affidavit by next Thursday before the unsealing takes place. As far as where we go from here, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
the devil is now in the details. The Department of Justice is notorious for really overextended redaction.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Customs and Border Protection announced earlier this week that they surpassed 2 million illegal immigrant encounters this fiscal year. In Florence, Kentucky, on Thursday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the situation is out of control at the southern border.
Unfortunately, I think the immigration issue is so toxic right now and so partisan that even revisiting legal immigration is unlikely.
Witnesses for the defense are the main focus for a hearing on Thursday in the Parkland, Florida school shooter penalty trial. Both sides will debate over whether the brother of Nicholas Cruz and his sibling's roommate should undergo questioning from the state. The two men worry prosecutors will ask inappropriate questions. Cruz pleaded guilty to killing 17 people at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Jurors are not expected to return to court until next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The details of a bill President Biden signed earlier this week are coming to light.
President Biden and Democrats with zero Republican support are adding 87,000 more IRS agents to look at your money. Now the government is training the new IRS agents to use deadly force with guns. Republican Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona on Newsmax Wednesday.
I got very nervous, not only because it looks they look incompetent to be holding a weapon, number one, but number two, that they are talking about using deadly force on American citizens from the IRS.
Representative Biggs has a plan.
One of the first things we need to do when the Republicans get this back is defund these 87,000 new IRS agents.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Crime is rising in many cities across the country, including New York City. Mayor Eric Adams says lawmakers are letting down New Yorkers by not holding criminals responsible.
The people of this city, they want to support police. They want to make sure people who are part of the catch, release, repeat system don't continue to hurt innocent New Yorkers.
The NFL and Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson settle on an 11-game suspension and $5 million fine over sexual misconduct allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.